This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm encouraging you that God will do a new thing in your life. Recently, I was talking to a young man about his current finances. He earns his monthly income from multiple streams. Even though he has a good part-time job with benefits, the salary is not enough to meet his monthly obligations. To supplement his income, he drives for Uber and works as a handyman, visiting people's homes to make minor repairs. But amid the COVID outbreak, he has been driving for Uber far less, and he's had no handyman jobs for an entire month. He's fearful. His bills for this month are covered, but he has no answer for next month. After listening to him pour out his fears, I reminded him of two things. First, Uber is not your provider. God is. And second, it's those times when we can't see a way that God will do a new thing. This is exactly the lesson God taught Moses. During the Israelites' long journey to the Promised Land, they became very hungry and thirsty. So God instructed Moses to command a nearby rock to pour out its water. Moses struck the rock twice with his staff, and there was enough water to satisfy both the people and their livestock. God didn't provide water from a traditional source that Moses and Aaron would have expected. Instead, he did something new. God has dominion over everything on this earth, and he will use anyone or anything to do a new thing in your life. As you think about that, remember these words: Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Isaiah 42:9. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, think new.